USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as the House Judiciary Committee breaks up. Jerry Nadler calling it a night after 14 hours on Capitol Hill. The committee now in recess until 10 a.m. Eastern Friday, when the impeachment article vote scheduled to take place. Still unclear if any Democrats will join Republicans and vote against it. Kevin McCarthy looking ahead to the impact all of this will have on the 2020 campaign.
So what do we have to believe will happen if the Democrats keep the majority? More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating.
And we hear from Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them. You want people to think they're there. You want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words. And you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
Detectives in Jersey City, New Jersey, and the feds still investigating the murders of three people inside a kosher supermarket at the hands of two anti-Semites who also shoot and kill a police officer, a married father of five. Police shoot and kill them. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House, at an event marking the upcoming Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, signing an executive order to fight anti-Semitism. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
With that signing of the executive order, Mr. Trump had a message to universities that if they want to accept the tremendous federal dollars they receive every year, they must reject anti-Semitism. He also made a pledge to celebrate the Jewish people.
Across our country, Jewish Americans strengthen, sustain, and inspire our nation. As president, I will always celebrate and honor the Jewish people, and I will always stand with our treasured friend and ally, the State of Israel. That I can tell you.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Another state canceling its Republican primary and instead is committing all of its delegates to President Trump as he looks to win re-election in 2020. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Hawaii is the latest state to cancel its Republican primary and commit all of its delegates to President Trump for his reelection. The state follows Kansas, Alaska, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada in canceling their nominating contest. In Minnesota and Georgia, state Republican Party leaders say Trump will just be the only candidate on the ticket.
A summit on paid family leave led by President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The White House is hosting a summit on child care and family leave as part of the administration's push to help forward legislation to improve access to assistance for working parents. President Donald Trump's daughter and senior advisor, Ivanka Trump, speaks to the crowd.
We've created over 7 million new jobs. Unemployment has reached historic lows. And nearly 650,000 children being raised by single moms have been lifted out of poverty. It's really incredible. Through our pledge to America's workers, over 350 employers have committed to delivering over 14 million career and training opportunities. This is 14 million lives impacted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.